Why do you think that was?
Objection, irrelevant.
Lelani Newman's new attorney, Byron Lichtstein of the UW Law School, argued that her trial attorney, the late Jean Linehan, suffered such grave health problems that it hurt her defense. Linehan's paralegal, David Shea, testified that his boss used a portable oxygen tank, suffered severe back pain, and at times could not get out of bed.
Shortness of breath, just general fatigue. Like, I got the sense that he was suffering every moment of every day that he was awake. And some days extremely so.
There was an exchange with the court about Mr. Linehan being on medication.
Prosecutor Lamont Jacobson argued that Linehan's use of drugs like Vicodin was known during the trial and that the attorney's poor health did not substantially affect his performance. Also testifying, Dale Newman's trial attorney, Jay Cronenwetter, who said that both of the Newmans sincerely believed that prayers alone would cure their daughter, Madeline Carroll.
The general thrust of what they said on that subject was that at no time did they think Carroll was going to die.
In comments to reporters, Lichtstein said those sincere beliefs made Lelani Newman and her husband Dale innocent under state law.
Under the law, if the Newmans sincerely believed that what they were doing was the best thing for their daughter, they're not guilty of the crime. We think the instructions told them otherwise.
Lichtstein said Judge Howard was wrong when he told jurors that freedom of religion did not protect the Newmans' conduct. He also said the judge erred by not allowing an out-of-state faith healer to testify. A ruling is expected in April. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Mobert for Wisconsin Public Radio News.